Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the feast of Saint Andrew, one of the very first of those to follow the Lord. And the opening prayer for today says this: We humbly implore your majesty, O Lord, that just as the blessed Apostle Andrew was for your church a preacher and a pastor, so he may be for us a constant intercessor before you. Listen to that again. We humbly implore your majesty, O Lord, that just as the blessed Apostle Andrew was for your church a preacher and a pastor, so he may be for us a constant intercessor before you. Here we are at the first week of Advent. And it's a time, brothers and sisters, where we really need to take stock. We will do that in more detail during Lent. And Advent is the busiest season of the year, it seems, Advent and Christmas. And yet, what is the church asking of us? What is the Lord himself asking of us? Is that we take time to be before him. And you can say, but it's time I don't have. It's amazing, isn't it, how we can find time for the things we really want to do. Somehow we can carve out the time if we really want to. And oftentimes, to be quite honest, oftentimes when we say, I just don't have time, it's because we're not sufficiently motivated. I know it's a busy season. I know there's a lot required of us in this season, over and above our normal duties. But I want to say to you that if you take time with God every day to prepare yourself, your body, your soul, to receive Christ this Christmas anew in your heart, if you really use this time to prepare, many of the things that you think are very important will get done. And you'll find in retrospect that some of the things you didn't get done didn't need to get done. I've experienced it, and I want to ask you to try it. Give God, if at all possible, give God the first 15 minutes of your day. If you can give him a half hour, that's much better. But God, if all you honestly have, not with excuses, but what you honestly have is 15 minutes. Give God that 15 minutes and he will draw very near to you. If you can give God a half hour, don't stop with 15 minutes. Give him the half hour. Give him the time at the beginning of the day or some time of the day where you know honestly you can quiet your mind and your heart. I guarantee you that God wants to speak to you. I can almost guarantee that. God wants to speak to your heart. Please, during this Advent season, please give him that time. This is the year of mercy that will begin on December 8th. There are so many, many graces that God wants to bestow on you, that he wants to give your soul, that he wants to untangle some of the knots in your life. But if you're not before him, if you're not listening to him, how can you hear him? How can you receive what he has to say? So let's right here, yesterday was the first Sunday of Advent. Let's right now, right here, let's make a decision. I'm going to give God the first 15 minutes or the first half hour of my day. See what you have to rearrange to do that. But do it. Do it. The first reading for today is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 to 18. Brothers and sisters, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, he's Lord of my life. It is to him I owe obedience. It's to him I owe gratitude for saving me from eternal death. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, if we believe these things, our external lives, our actions, etc., are going to be reflected. But the first thing is, do you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord of heaven and earth? Do you believe that he is the one to whom you owe obedience? Do you believe that because of his death and resurrection, infinite mercy is being given you? Do you call him Lord of your life, or are you sitting in that chair? Remember the child story, Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and Baby Bear? And a Papa Bear would say, who is sitting in my chair? Well, sometimes I think God asks that same question. Who's trying to take my authority? Who's trying to tell me what to do? Look at that in your life. Is Jesus Christ Lord? Is he in the rightful place in your life? Do you obey him? Do you follow him? And if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that God has power to bring life out of death, do you believe that? God has power to bring life in your death as he brought it in Christ. Do you believe that? If you believe, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. Just mouthing the words does not make you a believer. You confess, you believe with the heart. It affects you. It challenges you. It convicts you. It consoles you. It strengthens you. It motivates your thoughts, your words, your actions. Do you believe in your heart? The scripture says no one who believes in him will be put to shame. No one who believes in him will be put to shame. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. But not everyone has heeded the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what was heard from us? Thus faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Certainly they did. Paul's saying there are many people who hear with their ears the word of God, but have not decided to take hold of that reality and allow that reality to reshape their lives. The fact that Jesus Christ is Lord makes all the difference for us. We have a mediator, a savior, one who goes before us. We celebrate this Christmas that he came in the flesh for us. He humiliated himself. He subjected himself to the limitations of human flesh, only to be scourged and beaten and crucified for it. Yet his generosity of life, his obedience to the Father, has given us the hope of eternal life. It's really true. Faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Certainly they did. For their voice has gone forth to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. The word is being spoken. Do you believe? Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. Your words are spirit and life. Read that psalm. Read Psalm 19. Read that responsorial psalm carefully. We don't have time today on the program to do so, but read it. For the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. Take a few moments and read that psalm. read it over carefully and proclaim the words of that psalm out loud, Psalm 19. And the gospel for today of Matthew, this is celebrating the feast of St. Andrew, verses 18 to 22. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. Their hearts had to be disposed. Nobody who has to work hard for a living and is in the midst of working hard for a living will hear a stranger say, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men," and move immediately, unless they were fools. And I'm sure they seemed like fools to others. But they heard something deeper than the words. They were touched by the presence of God himself. God visits us many times, not in the same way that he did Andrew, but he visits us. He comes, he inspires, he encourages, he directs, he corrects. Do we heed his voice? Do we heed his voice? We're talking about Advent as preparation for the coming of Christ. There are many ways in which Christ comes to us every single day. Are you aware? Are you aware? He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in the boat with their father, Zebedee, mending their nets. As we've often talked about before, that was arduous labor, mending those heavy nets. He called them. Immediately, they left their boat and their father and followed him. Now, brothers and sisters, what the gospel is trying to point out to us here is when we hear the Lord, there needs to be an immediate response from our hearts. I'm sure they had a conversation with their father. I'm sure they tried to help make other provisions to help their father. I'm sure they did that. But the point the gospel wants to make today is they had an immediate response to God. They acted. They didn't just say, "Oh, well, that's a wonderful idea. I'll take a year of discernment, and then I'll decide what I ought to do." Sometimes a year of discernment is exactly what God wants. But oftentimes we use it as procrastination because we don't want to make the decision. We don't want to make the hard choice. Brothers and sisters, God wants to speak to your heart this Advent, to you personally, to you as a family. Are you going to give him the time so you can hear his voice and pray for the grace to obey what he asks? It's the best preparation for Christmas. May God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.